Let us turn to God in prayer. Glorious God, on this Christmas Eve, we sing beloved carols of Bethlehem, of shepherds and angels, of Mary and Joseph, and the infant Jesus, our Savior. Is there yet a new song we can sing to you? A song to be learned from the heavens and the earth, where the roar of the sea, the exultation of the fields, and the joy of the trees are already raised in a chorus of glad rejoicing, ready to welcome you. Even if no ear may hear your coming, help us hear the music of creation. Then with the whole cosmos, we will sing of your salvation, declare your glory, and in a crescendo of praise, bless your name, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. Our Old Testament lesson this evening is found in the book of Zephaniah, reading from the third chapter, verses 14 through 20, found in your pew Bibles on page 826. Listen now for God's word. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hand grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and cast and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you home, at the time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord." And from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9, found in the New Testament on page 183. Hear now God's word. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. O God, author of eternal light, send forth your spirit upon us, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our meditations glorify you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The King of Israel is in your midst. This great proclamation has been passed down to us generation after generation from the prophet Zephaniah, who lived over 2,600 years ago. A prophet who lived during one of the most turbulent times in Israel's history. Israel had been divided into two kingdoms, north and south, 300 years earlier. The northern kingdom had been crushed by foreign invaders 100 years earlier, and now it was clear that soon the southern kingdom would fall to foreign occupation. Israel was in a shambles. God was no longer worshipped exclusively. The foreigners brought with them many gods to worship. The social order of Israel was nearly destroyed, and Zephaniah even begins his words from the Lord by saying that God would, quote, utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So terrible were the events involving the people of God in that day that nothing less than total destruction could remedy the situation. And yet, Zephaniah can end his prophecy with these words, "Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cast out your enemies." How can he speak such language? How can he sound so upbeat when all about him the nation is crumbling? Even before Judah would fall and her people taken into captivity for 50 years, Zephaniah was proclaiming salvation for God's people. Whatever gave Zephaniah the notion that God's people would rise from the ashes of Jerusalem and once again serve God in that place when as yet the worst had not come? And here we sit, listening again to these ancient words of joy and good cheer as we gather the night before that glorious celebration which marks the entry of God's only Son into the world. And we might silently wonder what there is to be so joyful about. Some in our midst are struggling to cope with the physical and emotional challenges that come with growing older. What is there to be joyful about? Others here fight addictions which are slowly but surely destroying their lives. What is there to be joyful about? Some here are beset with family problems which weigh heavily upon their souls. What is there to be joyful about? Still others have watched in quiet sorrow as dear friends and loved ones have passed away, leaving them only the memories and a seemingly inescapable loneliness. What is there to be joyful about? Life has presented each of us with many battles and even more battle scars. We each struggle to stay one step ahead of our fears and griefs and disappointments. What is there to be joyful about? The fact and the irony remains that there are more cases of clinical depression around Christmas than any other time of year. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, rejoice and exult with all your heart, declares Zephaniah. But it is the psalmist we hear most clearly from that period of history when he asks, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? Well, Zephaniah knew the answer to that question. He proclaimed it to Judah. The king of Israel, the Lord is in your midst, he said. You see, in spite of the great affliction which Israel experienced at the hands of her oppressor, Zephaniah knew that God had not and would not forsake her forever. Zephaniah knew that God would save Israel and renew her in God's love. Even in her darkest hour, Israel could rest assured in the knowledge that God would watch over her and protect her from any ultimate harm. In Jesus Christ, you and I can know that same assurance. God once promised long ago to send his Son into the world to offer new life to God's people, and God kept that promise. And God has promised to send his Son yet again to finish what he began over 2 millennia ago. And in faith, we can know that God will keep his promise yet again. But it is not entirely a future thing that we await. The process of reconciliation with our God has already begun. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in our midst even now, working in us and through us, preparing for the coming day. Whether or not you can fully perceive it, Christ is in your midst. If you will only open your eyes to it, even in your darkest hour, you can see Christ more clearly in the darkest hour than at any other time. God is at work in our midst, even as we continue to struggle with the harshness of life. If we will only look for it, we can discover it. Discover that there is so much to rejoice over. We can rejoice that we can live in a free land. We can rejoice over family and good friends. We can rejoice over new beginnings, new babies, and new experiences. And we can rejoice that Christ is here among us as we worship in this place. It was from a prison cell that Paul wrote to his fellow Christians in Philippi, and in that letter Paul declares that he can rejoice. How? For I know, he writes, that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, I will be delivered. And so he calls upon them to rejoice in the Lord always, because the Lord is at hand. And what does it mean to rejoice? It means, says Paul, to have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. It means to keep foremost in our minds that which is true and honorable and just and pure and lovely and gracious and excellent and worthy of praise. It means to do what we have learned and received and heard and seen in faith. Rejoicing is never merely a verbal response. It is more profoundly an action and a way of life. When we truly rejoice over the presence of the Christ child in our midst, it is impossible to keep such joy from overflowing. We cannot sit still. We can only share that joy. And that is precisely what we are called to do. In medieval times, there was a legend which said that on Christmas Eve, the Christ child wandered throughout the world looking for places where he would be welcomed. Those who loved him, hoping that he might find their homes, placed lighted candles in the windows to invite him in. No one, of course, knew for sure what guise the Christ child might appear. Perhaps he would come dressed in the rags of a beggar, or he might come as a poor and lonely child. He might also appear incognito in the form of the disabled, the halt, and the blind, who were put out to roam the streets in medieval cities. So it became customary for devout Christians to welcome into their homes all who knocked at their doors on Christmas Eve. To turn away any may have meant the rejection of the Christ child who had come in an unfamiliar garb. With whom can you share this Christmas joy? With the unwed mother, the prisoner, the neighbor who is struck down with cancer, the widow or widower, the poor and the hungry, with the abused child or wife? In this season of peace and love, they might just be the presence of Christ in your life. And you can be the presence of Christ in theirs, perhaps lightening their load and giving them reason to join with you in rejoicing. As Christians, you and I are called upon by prophets and apostles to rejoice in this season of joy, to rejoice and exult with all our heart. The promises of God are being fulfilled every day. We no longer need feel paralyzed by fear and anxiety, and we now know that Christ will soon come again. Nothing on earth can stop him. The signs of his coming are all around us. So rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let us pray. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord, Emmanuel. Amen.